Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you over there?
I'm good. So, you know, the outcome of the election is still sinking in with people. And I got a text last night from a family member, and she is just so down and depressed. She's in a really dark place following the election. And so it made me realize that, you know, like with every election, one group is really happy. And because of the rhetoric, because of the intensity of this particular campaign season, I think those people who are happy are happier than people have been in the past that Trump won. And I think those people who are disappointed are even more disappointed and even depressed over the outcome. One side is really concerned about the future. One side is really happy about the future. But the side that's even happy about the future, I warn you that there could be some things that Donald Trump brings to life and implements as president that as an American citizen, you might not like these things, even if you're a Trump supporter. So, you know, it is going to be our job from 1 to 4 in the afternoon to follow the Trump administration. It was the original role of the media to hold politicians accountable. And so that's what we will do. I'm not going to look for ways to criticize Trump. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, let's see what happens when he takes office. But we'll be here to hold him accountable to some of the things that he promised during the campaign. And we'll be here to talk about him. If Kamala Harris won, we would have done the same thing with her.
It is certainly true. There's a lot of people that are very, very up. They're very celebratory, feeling really good about themselves and their prospects. And they should enjoy that as long as it lasts. I don't wish the opposite of that for anybody. If you feel great in any way that you can feel joy in this little world, you should do it. We'll grant you that. But there are also, you know, just from what we know on this show, there were a lot of reluctant Trump voters.
Yeah.
That weren't that thrilled about it, but they just couldn't bring themselves to either not vote or to vote for Kamala Harris. And so they're maybe not celebrating, but they have a sort of sense of relief, which is also okay. I also extend grace to you. I hope that lasts. And to your point about, you know, what's going to happen when he takes office, we'll do what we did last time. We'll tell the truth. We'll give you an alternative perspective that you probably can't get elsewhere on talk radio. And we'll try and do that in a graceful, truthful way that's you know, based in honesty and transparency and not just partisan snipery. And you know, if the first 2 years of the Trump term this time around or anything like the first 2 years last, it's going to be a little bit wild. I mean, if he gets in there and starts committing crimes and uplifting Russian spies and doing things like that, then we will have to talk about that. We won't relish that. We're not looking forward to that, but that's our job. That's our
right.
mission.
I got an email. Let me find this email. I printed it out. I got an email from a woman who is just a diehard Trump supporter, and she just loves to bash me. Her name is Lucy Gucci. Maybe that's her real name. I don't know. Lucy Gucci sends me emails once in a while. And Lucy Gucci says, she sends me this email. It says, "Scoot, everyone knows you're so upset about Trump winning. I understand that you're trying to camouflage it, but we all know how upset you are. It is hurting you so bad inside." See, that's not true, because it should be, it is hurting you so badly inside. Anyway, far from me to be one to correct. She goes on to say, "What will you talk about now? Will you look at every single possible flaw from him now? How WWL keeps you employed is beyond me." Well, this show is a tremendous success. This show is a big success for WWL. And as we have said, we consistently beat our conservative competition in the afternoon, Sean Hannity. So, you know, just because you disagree with me, obviously you're listening. So we appreciate that. And then there's a whole new group of people that love the idea that this is not right-wing conservative radio, because that's everywhere. I mean, you can find that everywhere in this country. And so, you know, we provide something different. There was an article, I'm very flattered by this. There is a news service called Barrett News, Barrett Media, I think it is. And I didn't see this, but Ian sent me this the other day about an article that they ran about me and this show, and about a talk show host on conservative radio telling the truth, and maybe have a hard time you know, being understood when we tell the truth. So I thought that was I thought it was really cool that they wrote that that article. In fact, you know, let's post that. Would you post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to post that on the Facebook page. And I mean, it's a national article with this national service that went out to radio stations and talk show hosts around the country. So I thought that was a tremendous compliment to the show. Let's do a couple of texts before we get to our first break.
Here's a text message that says, this is a very good day for Louisiana. Trump can help advance Governor Landry's agenda, and Governor Landry can help advance Trump's agenda, and Speaker Mike Johnson can help them both. Louisiana's in a great spot. The outlook for Louisiana is good. Louisiana is in a position to thrive.
You know, let's hope so, because in a lot of ways we're dragging ass. You know, in a lot of ways, this is not any kind of progressive state. And I say progressive state in the original definition of progressive, which means to move forward, not progressive in a political sense. But we've not been a very progressive state. So, you know, I hope this person is right. And by the way, Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I personally and professionally, as a talk show host, I want him to succeed. I want him to be a good president. Because if he's a bad president, and if he sucks, how is that good for America? So I don't care who's president. I want them. And in this case, I want Donald Trump to be a really good, successful president, because that's good for America. And I'm an American.
Here's a text that says, I'm in a very, very bright place as of yesterday morning because I know that our country is going to be heading in a better direction and the southern border is finally going to get the attention that it needs.
Well, look, no doubt, and we've talked about this endlessly, even during the campaign, the Biden administration handed Donald Trump and the Republicans the ultimate campaign issue, the border. Because they failed at the border. And if they did anything, they didn't let us know about it. So they handed them a really great campaign issue, because the border was accentuated by anybody that would do anything wrong, that would rape or kill an American citizen. It was exaggerated because of so many people coming across the border illegally. You know, the Biden administration absolutely failed in this way. And that really benefited Trump and the Republicans.
In not Biden's defense, but Democrats generally, the bipartisan border security bill that Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma wrote, he's one of the most conservative senators. That was his bill. And yeah. Democrats got on board with that bill. If James Lankford had written that bill 1 or 2 years earlier, maybe it would have passed. We'll never know. But that you can't say right. The Democrats did nothing, goose egg. The one thing that they did was sign on to the most conservative bipartisan border legislation we've ever seen and will probably ever see.
I guess I'm talking about anything that Biden might have done as president independent of Congress. You know, there's a lot of talk about what a president might be able to do and what Trump might be able to do without Congress. I think Joe Biden may have failed in that area. And if there was nothing he could do, he failed in telling us that there was nothing he could do.
Yeah, to the texter's point about the country heading in a better direction, I mean, when the amount of Americans, you know, that are responding now in exit polls and stuff and say, you know, 3/4 of the electorate says the country's heading in a wrong direction, that's tough sledding, brothers and sisters. If you're the incumbent president, or if you're attached to the incumbent president, that is a very difficult thing to overcome. And maybe we'll see those numbers turn around. Time will tell. Here's a text that says both of those candidates were terrible options, but if we survive 4 years with a guy like Biden, then we'll survive the next 4 years, too.
Yeah, I agree. And I said this leading up to the election, as controversial as this is, as definitive as people are on both sides, like if you don't vote for the candidate I'm for, this country's ruined. Or if you don't vote for this other candidate, the country's ruined. We are going to get through this as a country. As Americans, we are going to get through this. So, you know, don't be too depressed about this.
I'll give you two more. Here's one that says, I have LGBTQ friends who are terrified of what is coming under Trump and Project 2025. They fear for the loss of their rights and for their very safety. Some are wondering if they need to move to another state or even another country. It's not about policies. It's about a literal fear. And it's a damn shame. And it's so wrong.
Well, I know that I'm going to, and I think that as Americans, we should stand up for the rights of others. In fact, by the way, the first trans person has been elected to Congress. You know, we'll be talking about that. A trans person was elected to Congress, so we'll tell you about that.
I'll leave you with this one. Oh, but before I do, let me mention the AM 870 transmitter is on reduced power today while they're working Suthram issues. So if you're listening on 870 and it's staticky or it's quiet, you may enjoy jumping over to the FM signal if you can. Or you can just listen on the Odyssey app. Great, great reason to do that. And
Or we could just talk louder.
Welcome back to the Scoot Show. We appreciate you listening. I'll leave you with this text. This says, Hurricane Rafael. As soon as Trump was elected, Rafael turned towards Mexico because he knew not to come up here.
Yeah, or, you know, I guess the Democrats thought, well, what the hell, you know, we'll just send it over to Texas.
Yeah, maybe they could use some rain in Puerto Vallarta over there.